First in Mark 5, if you go to verse 21. It says, when Jesus had crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. So you have this synagogue ruler who came to Jesus and he said, you know, my daughter's dying. Will you please come with me? And what happened? Jesus started going with him. But about that time, circumstances changed. This man was desperate for healing for his daughter. That's all he could think about. So he came to Jesus. But as Jesus went with him, the circumstances changed. And it says a crowd gathered around him. But this chapter also goes on to tell how Jesus eventually went, and in his timing, he healed this young girl. It wasn't the way Jairus wanted it. He would have had it before the girl even died, but Jesus eventually went and he brought her back to life. He raised her from the dead. But what I want to focus on is the verses that happened in between. Whenever we look at that, we think that what happened whenever this crowd gathered around him, we think that it took his focus off the mission that was at hand. Now we think he was going to heal this little girl, and all of a sudden he got distracted. But that's really not what happened. This is a powerful story. And if you start in the middle of verse 24, it says, a large crowd followed and pressed around him. A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Then it says, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding around you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask who touched you? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. When the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth, he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Pretty powerful story. Now you think about this woman who had suffered for 12 years. We go through trials every day. We think about those things. But what you have to think about this woman, the way she was suffering, she was pretty much an outcast. I mean, she was, the people around her would consider her unclean. They would have rejected her. They would have rejected her socially. They would have told her, you know, you have no reason to be around Jesus. And I think this represents so many things we face in life. You think about what she was facing, but I mean, there are so many things we face in life every day that can be compared to what she was going through. I mean, you think about bleeding for 12 years. Have you ever felt that way? You're dealing with finances, you're dealing with the busyness of life, with relationships, with school, with family, whatever it is. You know, you may feel like there's no way you can control these things. You know. Then you may get to the point where you feel like just a face in the crowd. You know, you're thinking there's no way God has time to help you out with these problems. But I think in looking at this story, there's some things this woman did that we have to do every day in order to deal with these things, in order to allow God to change our situations. First thing we have to do is just let go. That's a hard thing to do sometimes. As I said, when change comes, whenever our circumstances dictate things, sometimes we just want to dig in and just hold on as hard as we can. This woman had to let go of her attempts to change and fix the situation. Because verse 26 said she had suffered under the care of doctors and spent all she had. I mean, she'd given away everything. But instead of getting better, she grew worse. So what did she do? She threw money at the situation. That didn't help it. She went to all these doctors. That didn't help it. And we do the same thing every day. You know, we throw money at our problems. We decide, you know, we'll just work harder to fix it. We're going to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. That's the mentality we have. But instead of getting better, sometimes things just get worse. But it says this woman had made many attempts to fix her problem. She had reached a point of desperation. She had been rejected by just about everyone. And you know what? Whenever she approached Jesus, she had no guarantee that He wouldn't do the same thing. She had probably heard of Him. And for some reason, she knew, if I can just get to Him, if I can just touch Him, I'll be healed. Just think about the faith in that statement. Just knowing, you know. Taking the chance that maybe, you know, if she even tried to get to Him, people were going to stop her. But you listen to that faith. If I just touch His clothes or the hem of His garment, I will be healed. She wanted desperately to be healed. She had that desperation I was talking about. You know, she somehow knew that if she could get to Jesus, it would happen. But in order to get to Jesus, she had to take some action. What she had to do is she had to fight through a crowd to get to Him, because this crowd had pressed around Him. And basically, you ever heard the phrase, you have to swim against the current? That's what she had to do to get to Jesus. She had to drop her pride. She had to take a risk. Now, as I said before, she was considered an outcast, so she knew she might be humiliated. But she kept pushing towards Him, just saying, if I can just touch Him. If I just get to Jesus. If I just. Think about those three words. Now, if we're going to be restored, if we're going to touch the hem of Christ's garment, we're going to have to choose to accept Christ. We're going to have to open our hearts to change. And what we've got to do in that case is fight through the crowd too. The crowd I'm talking about is the one that tells you these things, you know, God can't change you. You're not even worthy. These voices that get inside you that tell you these things. The crowd that tries to distract us from this relationship, from the true one that can make a difference in our lives. This is the kind of crowd this woman faced. And you see what I laugh whenever I see this part, because you look at verses 29 through 32. It says that once Jesus realized that power had gone out from Him, this is in verse 30, He turned around and to the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Do you think Jesus didn't know who touched Him? I've always wondered that. Do you really think that Jesus didn't know who touched Him? I don't think so. And you know what? He could have ignored it, but He didn't. Because what it shows next in verses 33 and 34 is the reward of this woman who let go and fought through that crowd. Now you think about it, just like anybody else could have, Jesus could have publicly humiliated her, but what did He do? He honored her publicly. Now, you look at verses 33 and 34, where it says, "He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.'" And the reason He said that is because she stepped out of that crowd. She was willing to come forward and say, "It was me." You know, whenever He said, "Who touched my clothes?" Instead of being humiliated publicly, she got to stand face to face with Jesus. It's an amazing thing. That's what Jesus wants us to do after we let go and we fight through that crowd. He wants us to step out. Because I think today He's looking around to see who needs to change, to see who's going to reach for the hem of His garment, to see who is desperate enough to fight through that crowd. See if we're ready to step away from our pride and tell Him the truth. To tell Him that I can't do this. I need grace. I need mercy. I need a Savior. I need all these things. I can't do it on my own. But I'll ask you this morning, are you willing to be that honest? Are you the one just standing back saying, "You know what, I'll be just fine. I'll be okay." I'd written a song one time, and I'm not going to sing it, but I'm just going to read some of the words to you, talking about being just fine. It says this: "If I just keep on living my life all for myself and pretend that I don't need Him and keep Him up on a shelf, If I just keep on working, gaining fame and power and wealth, I'll be just fine. If I just keep on trying to let everybody see how perfect things are in my life and all I've come to be, if I just keep on smiling, then everyone will see that I'm just fine. And it says, if I just keep pretending that nothing has to change, I won't see my life as crumbling and I'm the one to blame. If I just pick up the pieces, I won't have to feel the pain and I'll be just fine. If I get up on Sunday and drive by that church again, then no one will ever know the shape my life is in. If I keep it all together and don't let anybody in, then I'll be just fine. The chorus says, I know that I need Jesus, but I really just don't see how He could ever love this man or make a change in me. I wish I could convince myself and give Him just one try, but until I do, I'll just convince myself that everything is just fine. If I just. Now this woman in Mark 5, she stopped her own efforts. That's one thing she did. She'd given up everything trying to fix this. She'd thrown money at it. She had done all these things. But finally, she just had to stop her own efforts. I think that's what we need to do today. She just had to face her fear. And what happened when she did that? Jesus showed her true freedom and true healing. As I was listening to Jeff earlier talking and just giving people the opportunity to stand. You may be here today, you know, I'm feeling the same thing, Jeff, that there are people that need to make that decision. You may have tried everything else. You may be, if I could just find peace. It may be if I just knew my future was secure. I don't know what your if I just is today. Those of you who said, you know, if I know Him, but I need to stand up anyway, you may be struggling. You may have started that journey. You may have got off track. You may be slipping. You may be saying, God, I want to move forward, but I can't even stand on my own two feet. You may be saying, I can't let go. And whenever we get in that mentality, we just decide, I can fix this. I'll just keep throwing money at it. If I just get that promotion, if I get that new job, if I have that new car, if I have all these things, everything will be just fine. If I just sweep it under the rug. If I just put my life in a closet, nobody will know. Everything will be perfect. If I just. Tell you what happened with this woman that encountered Jesus in this story. She saw the power of if I just. Amen. Because this time was different. She said, if I can just get to Jesus. She didn't just say, if I just see this other doctor, if I spend more money. She said, if I just get to Jesus. She made the focus of her, if I just, the one who can make the difference. This time, her, if I just, was connected to the one that had the power to change her. I'm just going to ask you this morning, have you come to the point where your if I just has failed in every other area? I've been there. I've had a lot of if I just in my life. You know, if I just do this, if I just do that. But I've had to come to the realization, just like the words of that song, if I just focus on Jesus, if I just let Him have it, if I just realize that He's the air I breathe, He's my daily bread, if I just get desperate for Him, that's what's going to make the difference. So this morning, what you have to do, you have to get to the point where the only object of that if I just is Jesus Christ. The one who went to a cross and died for your sins. The only one that can give you eternal life. The only one that can change the situation you're in. Because I can promise you anything else that you look at, anything else that you try to put at the end of that line, if I just, is going to disappoint you. It may seem to work for a while, but eventually The only thing that's going to matter is Jesus. I'm desperate for Him. I was just thinking earlier about, you know, hearing Jeff talk. I mean, just the way the week has been, basically, you know, with seeing all that desperation in people's faces. Seeing pain, seeing just people not knowing what's next. I'm so happy of that hope that Jeff talked of. We do have hope. We do know what's next. We do know that we're going to see those people again someday. Makes me jealous just thinking about them. That they are truly focused on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do you pray with me? Father, I just... the word desperate just stays in my mind, God. It's been an amazing morning. I've just felt Your presence so strong in this place today. God, even with situations this week that have brought sadness or brought pain, God, we still know that if I just... focus on You. If I just let You lead the way. If I just lay it at the foot of the cross, God. That You are in control. God, we just come to You this morning. We come in need of You, God. We come just seeking Your face, seeking answers from You. I just pray that as we stand for this last song, God, we would just really seek You. Just take away all distractions this morning, God. Just anyone who doesn't know You in this place, if they need to make that decision, God, this would be the time that they would let go. They would push through that crowd. God, that they would just seek You. God, those that do know You, that are slipping, that are struggling, just open our hearts and our minds to what You would have us to do, God. As we open this altar this morning, I know there are needs. I know there's pain, there's suffering, there's so many things that we fight through. God, just remind us that we don't have to fight anymore. Just remind us to make You the focus of our if I just. We pray these things in Your precious name. in need of peace. We're in need of so many things. I want to leave you this morning, this blessing that we've heard so many times, but I love it every time I hear it. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn His face toward you and give you peace today. God bless you.